This recording, Gansu 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a separate private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flesh jacket, picked up her cat, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a girl waiting for her. The woman gave Sari an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sari was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry to the beautiful bird. Before long, that icy ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the girl's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the girls began to tear, so Sari was able to hold on to Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sari had managed to bath the girls, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sari confirmed the wife's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of machine medical. Sari warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of phenacling. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a mini-normal lawyer, thought it was a fair piece for a cure. Today I want to talk about my hometown, Lanzhou. Lanzhou is a very beautiful city in Gansu province. There are many friendly people and many delicious food, such as beef noodles. In my opinion, if you don't go to Lanzhou, you will not eat the real good delicious beef noodles. Welcome you to go to my hometown. And Lanzhou also have many beautiful mountains, such as Five Rivers Mountains. In these mountains, there will be many tourists in every year. If you can go to my hometown, I will treat you very friendly.
子曰：“学而时习乎？不亦学而时习之，不亦说乎？”有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君君子乎？子曰：“诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。”子游问孝，子曰：“今之孝者，是谓能养。至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？视其所以，亲其所由，察其所安，人焉叟哉？人焉叟哉？”